Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Thorex Live. January 10, 1911 America New York, South Korea trade data, first 10 days of January, shows further rise for exports and imports. Exports plus 24.4% Y, the exports working day measure is lower at plus 14.8% Y, imports plus 57.1% Y, exports to China rose 22.6% Y, exports of semiconductor chips plus 23.3% Y. Thorex Live. January 10, 1907 America New York, UK data, BRC like-for-like retail sales plus 0.6% Y in December, prior plus 1.8%. British Retail Consortium data, like-for-like sales data strips out the impact of changes in store size. BRC comments to their report highlight issues from labor shortages to rising transport and logistics costs.
BBC News Business. January 10, 1907 America New York, COVID, shoppers swap party clothes for loungewear. Comfy clothes were back in fashion after people were advised to work from home. BBC News Business. January 10, 1906 America New York, energy bills. I am already paying an extra £60 a month. Some people are paying many hundreds of pounds more for domestic energy ahead of widespread price rises.
Daily FX Market News. January 10, 1900 America New York, AUD, USD at key level as Australian retail sales and trade balance nears. AUD, USD faces a key price level as Australia readies to release trade and retail sales data amid surging Omicron cases. Meanwhile, traders remain cautious ahead of US and Chinese inflation data.
Thorex Live. January 10, 1849 America New York, more on J.P. Morgan's Kolanovich, time to buy the dip, comments Monday. Adams post on the comments. J.P. Morgan's Kolanovich says it's time to buy the dip, my cheeky follow-up. Here is how to front-run J.P. Morgan's Kolanovich saying it's time to buy the dip, elaborating on Kolanovich's reasoning. Some snippets from the note. On rising rates, higher bond yields should not be disrupt. Thorex Live. January 10, 1824 America New York, ICYMI. Fed's Barkin says a March 2022 Federal Reserve rate rise is conceivable. Justin posted on this yesterday, just re-upping it for those interested. If you've got an economy that continues the levels of unemployment that we're living through now, which of course is very healthy, with price pressures elevated, I think according to our mandate and framework, we need to.
BBC News Business. January 10, 1814 America New York. OVO Energy sorry over advice to cuddle pets to stay warm. OVO Energy, which owns SSE, says it is embarrassed over advice sent to its customers on how to stay warm.
New York Times Business. January 10, 1806 America New York, union wins vote at second Buffalo area Starbucks. A second store could add potency to the economic pressure, such as a work stoppage, that winning a contract often requires. Labor experts have said that establishing a second unionized store in the same market could provide a significant boost to Starbucks Workers United.
Thorex Live. January 10, 1804 America New York. BlackRock says downside risk to China's economic growth have risen. The latest from BlackRock on China and the outlook and implications of its zero-COVID policy. The key question is how China's zero-COVID policy will stand up against Omicron.
Daily FX Market News. January 10, 1800 America New York, USD, CAD rate vulnerable after snapping January opening range. Failure to defend the opening range for January raises the scope for a further decline in USD, CAD as the exchange rate carves a series of lower highs and lows.
Global Economy. January 10, 1736 America New York, Fed will act to prevent entrenched inflation, Powell to tell Senate. Chair pledges to use U.S. central bank's tools to curb rising prices and support economic recovery.
Thorex Live. January 10, 1733 America New York, North Korea fires unidentified projectile toward East Sea, likely a ballistic missile. South Korean military, statement out of the ROK Joint Chiefs of Staff, says NK has fired an unidentified projectile. Japan Coast Guard says it could be a ballistic missile.
Daily FX Market News. January 10, 1730 America New York, NASDAQ 100 erases 2% decline to close in positive territory, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testimonied. The NASDAQ 100 index recovered from an early 2% decline to finish in the green as markets turned to Fed Chair Powell testimony on Tuesday.
Forex Live, January 10, 1729 America, New York, Australia Weekly Consumer Confidence 106.0, prior 108.4. More to come. ANZ Head of Australian Economics had this to say earlier.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 10, 1727 America, New York, Intel recruits Micron executive as next finance chief. David Zinsner will join the chipmaker, as Intel said the head of its client computing group is leaving at the end of the month. New York Times Business, January 10, 1722 America, New York, Jerome Powell will acknowledge inflation's toll in Senate testimony. Central bankers will act to keep rapid price gains from becoming permanent, Mr. Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, will say during a renomination hearing. We know that high inflation exacts a toll, particularly for those less able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing and transportation, Jerome H.
Forex Live, January 10, 1720 America, New York. Here is how to front-run J.P. Morgan's Kolanovich saying it's time to buy the dip. I posted on this back on January 3rd. Now, I'd love to take the credit for getting in before J.P. Morgan saying, buy the dip. Earlier today, J.P. Morgan's Kolanovich says it's time to buy the dip.
New York Times Business, January 10, 1715 America, New York, Carl Bennett, founder of Caldor Discount Stores, dies at 101. He and his wife, Dorothy, turned a walk-up discount store in Westchester, NY, into a 100-outlet behemoth that reached $1 billion in annual sales. Carl Bennett and his wife, Dorothy, combined their first names and created Caldor, which grew into one of the largest and most aggressive retailers in the Northeast. New York Times Business, January 10, 1714 America, New York, Jesse Waters of Fox News is promoted to an evening slot. Mr. Waters, a sardonic conservative with a pro-Trump bent, will take over the 7 p.m. hour.
Forex Live, January 10, 1708 America, New York, Pfizer's new hybrid vaccine targets Omicron alongside original virus. Info comes via Bloomberg report, may be gated. Pfizer Inc. is developing a hybrid vaccine that combines its original shot with a formulation that shields against the highly transmissible Omicron variant.